My kids are worried.
Patricia Mendoza, a tenant in San Diego, says she's received three eviction notices in less than a year.
They're worried about where we're going to live, where we're going to go. My daughter is a senior in high school. Her focus should be in school. Her focus should be happy and graduating because she's worked so hard all these years. And here she is worried about being homeless.
Mendoza is one of almost 3 million Californians who lost their jobs last spring at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, leaving many of them unable to keep up with rent. As a wave of evictions rose across the state, California passed SB 91, a law granting rent relief and prohibiting pandemic-related evictions. Eviction rates slowed, but continued through the law's loopholes. Landlords may still evict renters for building repairs or owner move-ins. And after June 30th, when the law expires, landlords will be able to evict tenants for unpaid back rent, even if it's pandemic-related.
We need to plug those loopholes up.
Francisco Dueñas is with Housing Now. He says California needs to extend rent relief, eviction protections, and credit protections past June 30th.
That is when we're going to need them most, after June 30th. We have not begun to see the long tail of the negative impact of this pandemic on people's lives. And we need to be ready for that and prepare to mitigate the harms that folks are going to face in the future.
Under SB 91, the state is offering to pay 80% of a tenant's missing rent if the landlord agrees to forgive the other 20%. But participation is voluntary. Landlords can decline if they think it would be more profitable to evict. Many local elected officials joined tenants' rights groups in a virtual town hall to urge Governor Gavin Newsom to extend and strengthen SB 91. Culver City Vice Mayor Dr. Daniel Lee says his city has seen a huge increase in homelessness since the pandemic began, even as real estate flippers are building luxury condos. Dean Preston, a San Francisco supervisor, says, at best, the governor has given excuses for inaction, and at worst, he's obstructed city's efforts to pass strong local eviction protections. San Francisco passed a permanent ban on COVID-related evictions, but it was partially preempted by the state. Supervisor Preston has a message for the governor and the state legislature.
Don't get in our way. If you lack the courage or the spine to stand up to the real estate industry and do what needs to be done, you will have to sleep with that reality. As people start getting evicted, you will have to live with that reality. But the minimum you can do is get out of the damn way when we are passing local protections in cities like San Francisco and other cities where the tenant movement is demanding those kind of protections, and we have elected officials willing to pass them.
The California Legislative Analyst Office estimates 90,000 Californians owe $400 million in back rent related to the pandemic, but that number could be higher. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank released a report in October last year on nationwide COVID-19 rent debt. Then, it estimated that 240,000 Californians were in debt to landlords and owed $2.2 billion in pandemic-related back rent. I'm Catherine Monahan reporting for KPFA.